I'm Asia Washington. I am in the phenomenal cohort 37. My front end project was the name of Be Good. It was inspired by Beyonce's charity incentive Be Good Foundation that works with local charities to help fund and raise awareness for local causes. And my back end capstone is called the Swap Shop. It is a bartering app inspired by the current pandemic that we are in. I believe that it revealed, you know, a broken economy. So this is just giving the opportunity to working class citizens to barter with their community so that they can fight capitalism and continue to provide for their family.
I'm super pumped to hear about your projects, what you've been working on these last 6 months. To kick things off, though, I would love to talk for a moment about before all of this, before NSS, how did you decide to make this career change? What were you doing? Kind of walk me through that.
Yeah, so I was very lucky with my experience at NSS. I actually know one of our JIs. She's a JI for, I believe, cohort 40 right now. She was our JI in the beginning of our front end.
And what's a JI?
My junior instructor, sorry.
Okay, good deal. That's right.
So our junior instructor, Mo Silvera, I am friends with her wife's sister. Her wife's sister, we went to high school together. And, you know, I was just talking to them one day about how I felt really stuck. I was in the service industry, but before then I was a professional dance teacher. And I love dance. I love the arts. I've always been involved with them. But I just felt like there was, you know, a stagnant kind of progression in my career. And I kind of felt stuck. I wasn't really inspired by what the dance community was providing at the time. So they were like, you should go to software school. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I've never done any of that. I'm not good at math. They're like, you don't need any of that. Like, you would be great at it. And they really pushed me. And, you know, I tried to really push back a lot, especially like after applying and then getting in. And then it's just like I kept trying to make excuses for myself towards closer and closer, and they just wouldn't allow me to, you know, and they really were just a great supportive system. Mo Silvera and Lissa Goforth, they both went to NSS. They both were doing, you know, in the service industry before, and they found this newfound way of, you know, revamping their life and really getting them to a point where they can live the life that they want. And it was so inspiring, you know, being in a career that is constant and lucrative, and you're always going to, you know, be needed and always going to be learning. And, you know, there was just no reason for me not to go because I had so many great examples around me. So once I started, I was so nervous.
I totally get that.
Yeah. I was like, how am I going to do this? You know, doing our pre-work and stuff, just like, I don't know if this is possible. But 6 months later, I can't even describe how powerful I feel just completing the program and really learning so much. It has completely changed how I live and how I think about things. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm so grateful that I was given the opportunity to be a part of NSS.
Definitely. I love that. That's so cool to hear. And I know you've been working a whole bunch now on your projects and learning all of this these past 6 months. So whichever project you want to start with, tell me a little about what it is and then how you built it.
Okay. I'll start with my front end project. I'm really proud of both of my capstones, and they are both representations of what I stand for as just an individual. So my front end project was Be Good. Like I said, it was inspired by the charity incentive Be Good. They do a lot of great things for their community, scholarships for people all over the country. They've been doing like rapid COVID testing throughout this pandemic. It's just a really great organization. So I wanted to create something that was donation based. So basically the app allows you to provide funds or services or items to participating businesses. And then those businesses will give charity individuals a credited account. It's really help with just individuals to assist with daily financial setbacks, you know? So if I lost my tires one day. I would request on this app that I need some tires. Someone would help pay for it, and that money would go straight to a tire company, and I would just go there. They would do the tires for me, and I would move on. So it's kind of like GoFundMe, but with some sort of protection for the donor, knowing that that money is being used for what they requested it for. It has a full CRUD functionality using a React framework. I utilize a JSON, local JSON database to make some API fetch calls to get all my data, and just simple CSS for styling and user experience. I want to do this in real life. I want there to be a second version of this app because I do believe that it's something that the world needs. And it's just something I'm really passionate about, humanitarian work and philanthropy. Like, that's what I want to spend my life doing. And it's just beautiful because technology now gives me that opportunity to really share my beliefs and influence ideas and structures at just such a rapid rate because of this powerful accessibility that the internet and technology gives us. So yeah, really proud of that. My backend capstone is called the Swap Shop. When we were doing our mock interviews, someone said something very powerful to me, and they said, you know, make your app be related to today's times, because that's what people are looking for. You know, what can be created right now with what's going on in the world, and how can people be, you know, relate to you?
That's a good tip.
App? Yeah, I know. And I was like, you know, that's so true. And I was thinking, just seeing this whole pandemic, it's really has shown how broken a lot of systems in the country is. And it's just really inspired me to, you know, really fight back whatever oppression that we are getting as citizens, just individuals from corporations and big businesses and big pharma and all of that. So I was like, you know, what is something that working class citizens would need? And I thought of bartering, because that's the best way to, you know, show that capitalism isn't really needed. Because if I can just trade something of equal value with what you have, then there's no reason for, you know, me to have to get money and give it to you. So basically, you're able to create items that you set to be available for trade. They have a specific value between 1 and 3, going from like abundant to balanced to scarce. Then the user is able to select other users' items. So if I see that someone has something that I want, I can click on there. All of their items are available to me, and we can trade, and then they can choose from my items what they would like in exchange for the things that I want for them. And it's a full stack MVC app. I'm utilizing Entity Framework from ASP.NET Core. I have some Bootstrap for some themes and styling, and I use a local SQL server for the database. It's probably the thing I'm most proud of throughout the whole 6 months. Just because how it was put together and planned, I was just very proud of the work that I did.
That's awesome. I love hearing how you have taken up on a challenge and you feel good about what you've created. So as we're wrapping up, I feel like you've sort of already answered some of this, but I'm curious, where do you see yourself in the future? Do you have a preference for front-end work or back-end work? Kind of what are you looking forward to next?
I don't really have a preference between front-end and back-end work. I'm still so fresh and new. I want to be open to all opportunities that are to me. What I really want to be a part of is something that's impactful. I want to be a part of a company that is making a difference, a positive, you know, difference in whatever industry they're in. That's really my biggest thing. I want to know that all this work is being put into a company that is really trying to instill, I guess, divergent thinking to our community, or, you know, just enhancing our humanity and humility so that we can just live invigorating lives. We can just be really happy and really help each other. So I really would love to work for a company that is either a nonprofit or has a mission based around philanthropy or even healthcare. I am open to everything, but I really want to be in an environment that is impactful. You know, there's very empathetic leaders and just peers and a brilliant team. So that's probably my biggest criteria of what type of job I would like.
I love it. Well, I am so excited for what you have done, and I'm excited about what you will do. And I really appreciate you sharing with us a little bit of an insight into your journey. And
absolutely,
it's going to be great. We're looking forward to the future.
Thank you so much, Clark. I really appreciate that.